my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Burning Desire, your key to creating miracles in your life. Or, being clear about what you want and why you want it is the key to your success, happiness, and fulfillment. Where I reveal the absolute ultimate key, the absolute ultimate secret to creating a life of non-stop happiness and fulfillment, which is to get very clear about what you want, develop a burning desire for its achievement, and then get clear that your ultimate desire and why you want anything is to feel good. So enjoy my video and podcast, Burning Desire, your key to creating miracles in your life. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction to help you create more happiness, health, wealth, fun, freedom, and abundance in your life. If you get something from this video or podcast, please comment and share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Go visit me at zakiron.com for lots more videos, podcasts, and goodies to help you become a conscious creator of divine reality in your life. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Burning desire, your key to creating miracles in your life, or being clear about what you want and why you want it, is the key to your success, happiness, and fulfillment. The absolute key to nonstop happiness and fulfillment in life is being clear about what you want in your life. Anyone who is struggling in any way in life is not clear about what they want and is therefore not creating what they want that would bring them joy in their life. Being clear about what you want in life is more important than anything, because without clarity about what you want, there is no joy, which is what you really want. Because the only reason you want anything is because you believe it will bring you joy, it will make you have fun and be pleased, etc., etc. But without the clarity of desire, you are just blowing in the wind. Without knowing what you want and then being focused on that joyful achievement of your desires, the world will just blow you around and convince you that you should desire this and desire that and the other thing, because they want what they want for their own happiness and success. They are not interested in your happiness. And they're not responsible for your happiness anyway. So it's not their job to help you get what you want so that you can be happy. That is your job. So stop looking to the world to change so that you can be happy. Every day I'm asking people, what do you want? What do you want? What's your dream in your life? And 90% of the time, they don't know. Because they put all their dreams on their shelf, their dreams have been stomped on by other people, etc., etc. Or they only have a vague idea about what they want. And 99% of those uncertain 90% have no idea how to get what they want. And I show them how to get it. But if you're not clear what you want, even the best how is devalued. If a person's why is not strong enough, if they don't have a burning desire for a why, doesn't matter how good the how is, they're not even going to be able to see it. If a person has weak desires, they will be unable to see the immense value available to them to achieve their desires and their dreams. A weak desire has no power to make itself become real. It is impotent. Only a strong, burning desire has power and will manifest physically if you don't block it with doubts and confusion. But if the dream is powerful enough and strong enough, it overpowers everything else. In fact, a strong enough desire will trump all other things, even doubt or lack of support from others or lack of money, etc. A burning desire overrides all resistance and literally can create miracles. Classic case in point, the proverbial story of the mother lifting a 5-ton car off of her child. In normal life, with normal desires, she can barely pick up a tire of a car, let alone an entire car. But with a strong enough burning desire, she performs a death-defying feat of superhuman strength. Clear, focused desire is what performs miracles. Clear, focused desire is what turns a zero into a hero, the unknown busker into a rock star, the struggling actor into an Academy Award winner. Desire is the key to all success. It is not breeding or training or privilege or talent that makes someone a superstar. Of course, those things can help. They can help influence you to success. But it's desire and desire alone that ultimately helps anybody achieve success. I studied acting for 10 years with countless extremely talented actors, and not one of them have become superstars, including myself. Not yet, anyway. I've taught seminars with countless gifted spiritual teachers, but not one of them has become a best-selling author and ultra-successful in their field. Or they already were successful in their field. Because they didn't become successful, and they probably won't, because they did not have the burning desire for that level of success. But as soon as they do achieve that burning desire, well, maybe they will succeed. And most of these teachers are doing the same thing that they did 20 years ago and have not really grown. They haven't changed. They haven't learned anything new. They're still banging the same old drum. There is a very apt saying in this regard. If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll just keep getting what you've always got. And the classic, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. And I've always lived by the top success principle taught to me by the great Kevin Trudeau, which is teachability. What's your teachability index? How open and teachable are you? A true master, a true sensei, a true Jedi Knight, a true doctor, professor, preacher, leader, etc., regardless of their level of grand mastery and fame and fortune, if they're not still teachable, if they have lost their ability to also be a student and to always be a student, if they're no longer learning and growing still, regardless of their lofty position as a leader, then they are ripe and rotting, not green and growing, and they're not worthy to go learn from. Every single day of my life, I'm writing, teaching, and preaching the good word of self-empowerment. Praise the law. That's the praise the law of attraction, by the way. But I am also, every single day, studying, reading, listening, watching, and learning from my fellow masters, especially in fields of business and marketing and success that I'm not yet a master. I mean, right here, there's three books that I'm actively reading, and there's five more books over there that I'm going to be reading, or maybe I've touched on, or maybe I've already read them and I put them back, and now I'm, you know, checking. Anyway, so I'm always, every day, learning from fellow masters, especially in the fields of business, marketing, and success, that I'm not, especially in fields that I'm not yet a master of yet. Which leads us to another major success principle, which is completely tied to teachability and your teachability index, and that is, who do you listen to? Another classic law of success from Kevin Trudeau. Who do you get advice from? Who do you seek guidance from about romance or success or business or money, etc.? Do you seek advice from people who are not masters of those fields, and in fact are sorely lacking in these fields, but act like they know what they're talking about, but they really freaking don't? If so, you are being taught by idiots. You're the blind being led by the blind. For me, I prefer to learn from masters of success, masters of business, masters of spirituality, masters of relationship, masters of sex, you name it. I do not seek business and success advice from the homeless man down the street or from my neighbor who is unteachable and knows nothing about my field of interest. So, if you have a burning desire to achieve something, who should you seek guidance from? The answer is obvious. The person who had a burning desire to achieve the same thing you want to achieve now, and who achieved it in the past, and now teaches others how to achieve that same success, but even easier than they did, because they're showing you the steps to follow. So the key to success is clarity of desire, for sure. Clarity about what you want. But even more important is, why do you want it? Why do you want the lover, the business, the success, the money, the car, the travel, the freedom, the house, etc.? Why do you want those things? To feel good. Even if you say, I want those things to feel successful, or to feel loved, or to feel important, or to feel worthy, etc., etc., if you go one step deeper, you only want those things to feel good, to feel happy, to feel joyful, to feel fulfilled, to feel good. So what do you want? What is your dream? And why do you want those things? To feel good. So really, when I ask you, what do you want? Your real response should be, I want to feel good. I want to be happy. I want to feel fulfilled. And when you are clear that feeling good is your number one desire in life, then everything that you want that makes you feel good can just fall into place and manifest in your life. If your focus is feel good and feel better, then everything that facilitates those good feelings will just be attracted to you, and they'll be attracted to your good feeling vibration. And now your burning desires will feel good to think about them. Whereas most people resist their dreams and desires and resist pursuing and actively creating those desires because it feels bad to think about them. Because they're thinking about the absence of their desires, and the absence of their desires feels bad, so they feel bad now. But when your top burning desire is always to feel good and feel better, and it feels good to be, do, and have your desires, then this is obviously the optimal course of action. And it feels bad to think about the absence of your desires. So, obviously that is not an optimal course of action and not an optimal way to be thinking. So the key to your success and happiness is always to be asking yourself, what do I want in this situation? Well, in general, you always want to feel good. I want to feel good. So, if you're feeling bad because you're thinking about traumas and dramas, and you're banging the drum about what you don't want and what you can't have, etc., etc., then your obvious good-feeling course of action is to find something good to think about and talk about and to do that feels better. If you're banging the drum of not enough, I can't, that's hard, that's impossible, lack, lack, and more lack, then it's time to start playing the sweet music of I can, I will, I'm a champion, it's easy, anything is possible, and delighting in the joyful feelings of being, doing, and having what you want. So, get clear about what you want. First and always, top on your list. What do you want? I want to feel good. Now, a little bit more specific, so that you start out with general. Generally, I want to feel good. I just want to feel good. A little bit more specific when your vibration is higher. Now you can get more specific and it won't feel bad to think about what you want. So what do I want that will feel good to be, do, and have? well, I want to travel, and I want to see this amazing planet, and I want to walk in nature. I want to have the freedom to do whatever I want whenever I want. I want to write songs and books and movies and sing and dance and play and be a star and be a champion at business. And I want to be a champion athlete and an awesome painter, an actor and filmmaker and scientist and inventor, etc., etc., whatever your dreams are. And why do I want those things? Again, circling back, I want to feel good. So regardless of what you want, you always come back to what you really want, which is to feel good and feel better and feel happy and feel joyful, etc. And when you have this focus, you will have the greatest level of clarity possible, and you will easily and gracefully manifest any and all of your desires to you. And while all of those desires are on their way to you, you will love every single step of the journey because your focus is always feel good. And even if your dreams and desires are not here yet, you're not to the top of the mountain yet, you are still happy because you're not thinking of the absence of your desires. You're not thinking, I'm not to the top of the mountain yet. You are feeling for the fulfillment of your desires. You're feeling, ooh, that's going to feel really good when I get to the top of the mountain and I can see for miles and miles and miles. You are following your good feelings all the way up the trail to the realization of your desires. Just like when I go hiking and I have a goal to get to a waterfall, I'm enjoying every step along the way and all the other amazing plants and trees and animals and creatures and outlooks on the way. So, you're enjoying your good feelings all the way up the trail to the realization of your desires and loving every step of the journey to the quote-unquote final manifestation of your desires. You're loving every step to achieving the goal to reach the top of the mountain, with the top of the mountain always being in sight, but you don't feel bad that you're not there yet, and you're taking the time to smell the roses along the way, because the journey is what really matters, because you are not here for the stuff, you're not here for the result, you're not here for some final ending, like, you know, deserving to go to heaven. That's just bullshit. There is no ending. You're an immortal spirit here having an awesome creative experience. Stuff comes and goes. Results come and go. And what are the priceless jewels are the experiences the gifts along the way of the journey provide for you. It's not becoming rich at the end, it's becoming the person that you have to become, the awesome, amazing creator that achieves the riches. It's not becoming the enlightened master where you have now are at peace and enlightened with all things. It's the journey along the way to achieving the enlightenment. It's the fun on the way. You can't have a happy ending with an unhappy journey. You've got to have a happy journey to get to the happy ending. You didn't play as children to get it done. You played and played and played nonstop until it was so dark you could hardly see each other, and your mother was yelling at you, get inside, get inside, get inside, but you didn't want to. You wanted to play all freaking night. You did not play to get it done so that you could say, oh, I played today. I got it done. Yeah, I played. Yeah, I got it done. Yeah, yeah. You play to play because it's fun. And while you played, you thought up more wonderful things to play and have fun and more things to have fun and future things that you're going to do that are going to be fun. And while you played today, you planned more play and more fun things that you can do tomorrow. And you discovered more things you're going to do later on. This is how you live. You must live life, just like a child lives their life. It is not who dies with the most money or the most success or the most fame, etc., that wins. It's the people who had the most fun who wins. Your tombstone should read, he or she had more fun than anyone else on earth. She was the queen of fun. He was the king of joy. It should not say anything like that he was a really good wife, a husband, business person, etc., etc. No, it should be he had a lot of shitload of fun. You can't take any of that stuff with you. You can't take the results. You can't take the money. You can't take the success. You can't take the fame with you. The only thing you can take with you when you croak is the joy and fun and the amazing experiences you had with other amazing people and other amazing creatures on planet Earth. So have some freaking fun already, will ya? The purpose of life is joy and fun, not hard work to prove your worth. The purpose of life is fun and excitement and adventure and nonstop more fun, not amass a lot of stuff or prove my virtuosity or my talent or mastery, etc., etc. The purpose of life is having fun creating those wonderful things in my life that bring me more joy. So, go create stuff that brings you joy. Go be the awesome master of creation that you truly are and manifest your dreams and desires in physical reality. Enjoy every step of that journey to the top of the mountain. And I will see you on the joyful journey to the top of the joy mountain. But once we get to the top, then we're going to think up more fun things to do and more games to play and more mountains to climb and more lakes to swim in and more oceans to play in and more fun and more games and more fun and more adventures and more excitement. And we're just going to play and play and play forever and ever and ever, because there's always another mountain. There's always another wonderful place to go and wonderful thing to do and wonderful thing to create. So, fellow playmate, if all you want to do is play and have fun and be free to play some more, and you just want to travel the world and be free to do so and have the money and the freedom to do what you want whenever you want and have a life of nonstop fun, freedom, and fulfillment, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I will show you how. I look forward to playing with you around planet Earth. So contact me now and let's play. Go to ilovefreedom.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to playing with you. Let's play and have fun. Yeah. All right. So thanks for watching my video. Hope you had fun and you continue to have fun and realize that your life is supposed to be about fun. And go visit my website at zakiron.com for more fun, more things to help you realize that you are here to play and have fun. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom and Fun, so that you can create more fun and joy and money and freedom, so that you can have more fun and more joy and more fun and more joy and play in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant, fun lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and fun and abundance and freedom and more fun and more play on your magnificent journey of divine fun creation. And remember to, of course, always make life a fun holiday. Woohoo!